The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's the kind of beat that go ra-ta-ta, ra-ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta-ta, Missy Elliott.
Sex musical, gonna say blah, blah, blah. Best line.
She's so good.
Lyrical genius.
Lose control.
Lose control. The cookbook.
Pass that Dutch. The cookbook.
I love, one of my, the meltdown. Ooh, the meltdown, it's this nasty, sexy lyrics. Nasty, sexy lyrics. I wish I knew what they were.
Tempo.
Oh, I love tempo.
I'm really hot.
Uh-huh.
I'm really, really hot every time I work. Oh my God.
Show the DJs how I jiggle, shake my jangle. Breasts. Yeah. there was some kind of, some kind of dripping down her kitty litter down my kitty litter.
Damn.
Juices running down a river slowly down my kitty litter. Meow.
She's amazing.
Meow.
Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. Gossip, yeah. Folks.
It's her. She's
when I walk up, yeah, in this piece.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything.
I'm a bad mama jamma, goddamn it, motherfucker. You ain't got it like me.
The blow up suit. Also, her music video is always ahead of their time.
Girl.
Showstopper.
Her videos. The Work It video that opens with her at a turntable with real bees all over her.
Mm. Yeah. So wild. The inflatable suit. Which I've been trying to get in drag with cold air.
No, girl.
Hello.
Well, this is the tea. I heard that the other drag tours now have our little air-conditioned condos.
Interesting.
I think we invented it.
I think that we've been blazing a trail.
All it took was a legit tirade from you. Girl, I love... Can I say, I think with people who work with us, I have the reputation of being a cunt, but I love...
I don't know.
Compared to the two of us,
yeah,
I think
you're not the
like,
nice one.
Trixie's going to be
you're
the demanding
the nice
one.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love... When you lay down the gauntlet, I love when something air conditioning or scheduling or hotel or transport related goes south. And instead of me having to say something, I love when you, is this on? Flop, 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 flop.
You're fine. You can choke.
Yeah. I love because when you speak, Just now we had to call a manager. When you make the call, I'm always like, oh yeah.
Oh, I just, okay. Well, I feel like.
Whenever it's a big ask, I'm like, can you ask? Because.
Well, because I always feel like there's a looming threat of like self-harm that'll verge on death with me.
Totally.
It's like, I'm like, do you want blood on your hands?
100%. Whereas me, they're like, she's being a greedy cunt.
Yeah, she's being a greedy cunt. Yeah. We've like, she asked to front load her schedule. Like, blah, 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 blah,
yeah, she demanded that we triple stack her schedule with gigs, and now she's complaining.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas with you, everything is like, hey, can you get the, can you fix the air conditioning in the venue, or else? Do you want blood on your hands?
You've
it's literally that.
You've got two choices. Warm room with tons of blood. Yeah. Or
yeah. Well, when they've got you, they're like, well, she doesn't have this greed or ambition. So if we don't make the conditions right, she just won't do it.
Yeah. There are no stakes here.
Whereas with me, it's like, what's the paycheck? She'll do it. What is it? Covered in blood, drinking gravy, chugging piss? She'll do it.
Well, there's just certain times where it's like, it feels appropriate to overreact.
100%.
You know? And because also, like, if you don't let people know how you feel, they're not going to know.
Yes.
Like, that's, nobody's a mind reader. Everybody's boop, 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 boop to their own little world, to their own little song, to their own little field of vision.
Yeah.
And if you don't let people know, especially where it's like in a situation like that, where the assumption is that we're in the high of our lives, and there's a huge achievement at Radio City. You know what I mean? That's the assumption. It's party time.
Yeah.
But it wasn't for me. Do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't party time for me.
It was
horrible.
Girl, I was down the hall in the reception area with Vanessa Williams, and she was like, it was great out there for us. The air conditioning was perfect. Yeah. And she was like, I'd like to meet Katya. And I was like, I don't think now's a good time.
I didn't get to meet, there were major tragedies for me that night.
Yeah.
I didn't get to meet G. Laurie Cooper. That was
I can't believe we didn't get to meet G. Laurie Cooper.
That was a huge disappointment.
Yeah.
Also, I know that there was stars in the green room and whatever. And I was like,
we missed it.
I missed it. And I didn't feel bad in the moment. I felt bad later, of course. But I got so upset. I had to almost cry because I had to get my point across.
No, I know. I know.
If I underplay it, that's not good. I can overdo it. And then it'll definitely get the point across.
You better do Mommy Dearest when she's like, I think you're overreacting. And she goes, and I think you're underreacting.
There you go. Yeah. I was like, you know, because it was like, it's just so crazy. Anyways.
I don't overreact, but I would say sometimes I react immediately. Which
I think is good.
No, sometimes the next day judgment. I wake up and I'm like, oh, that text could have been a little nicer.
Oh, I see what you mean.
In the moment, if I'm like overheated
restraint
or something,
of tongue
I'm like,
and pen.
Hi, it's Trixie. Mm. Can everybody blank, blankety, blank, blank, blank? Okay. Thanks. And the next day I'm like, oh, I probably could have attached a rainbow emoji or something to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. With writing or text or anything in print where it lives forever.
Yeah.
You want to be, editing is the key.
Yeah.
Like wait on it. But I started rehearsing the tirade in my head before
on
intermission.
Stage.
Before intermission. No. Before intermission. Because once I started to realize that my makeup was never going to be in an acceptable state to be on like this milestone professional achievement.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay, this is like untenable. Like we can't, I was like, no, I'm going to call like FEMA. It's like, Hurricane Katrina type of like, crisis management, emergency.
It's just, and it's also not what you imagined for the moment.
No.
Like you.
And also I didn't show up on crack.
No.
Like that was the big one for me. Cause I was like,
I did.
Mm-hmm. You know, if I had been on crack, I wouldn't have called the meeting because I wouldn't have a right to.
You wouldn't have cared so much about the air conditioning.
No, I mean,
you would have been like, oh, it's probably just me.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I'd be like, oh, don't worry. It's like sweating,
you'd be like, I don't think it's hot at all. Yeah. I actually think it's quite comfortable and everything's normal. I think we should do another show.
What? God, I'm a little too dry.
So the difference is you'd be having the tirade in a room alone. No one would be in there. Eden would be cowering in the corner and you'd be like, and another thing, bitch.
She'd have to be putting on different masks of different presidents so I get an audience.
So you can play off her. And you know, that night was so funny too, because Vanessa was like, Radio City Hall, sold out. That's a big deal, you know?
Yeah.
And Vanessa's like a native New Yorker. So I was like,
oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like,
was she impressed?
I was like, have you played here? And she was like, no. She's like, just the Grammys and the Tonys. And I was like, oh, just the Grammys and the Tonys.
Do you feel weird having big famous friends like that? These large titans of industry, these women of incredible acclaim. And
only when I remember like, oh, that person is attached to this core memory I have of them singing like this song.
Or
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Mel B, I'm like, oh, that's Spice Girl.
That's like if Victoria Beckham walked into this thing, I'd be like,
yeah. But I forgot about it, but I got over it in 5 minutes.
Oh yeah.
And then now, like when I was just watching Queen of the Universe, I was like, that's Mel B. That's my first CD was Spice World.
Whoa.
With her on it. And now, yeah, it's crazy. It's just moments like
Leeds?
That. I believe, yeah.
Leeds, yeah.
Leeds. Fucking Leeds.
Fucking hell.
She loves it. I want to talk about a neighbor who made a comment. Sure. Oh, thank you, Tracy. Okay.
So going back, we left, I think we...
Can we show them, by the way, how you prompt us?
Yeah, please.
This is
please,
our high tech way for them to signal us.
This is the control room. This is the control room. By the way, I started watching that a limited series on Netflix about the disaster, the tsunami in Japan.
This is what we get. Do you want to talk about your neighbor who made a comment?
Yeah. And notice the 6 porn tabs open.
Yeah. So... There's a woman.
Yeah, there's a woman.
Beautiful, kind woman.
Yes, lovely woman.
Absolutely, I don't know how to say this diplomatically.
With big jangly titties?
No, she's probably in her 50s maybe. And she is just absolutely unbelievably beautiful.
Oh, because you think it's unbelievable for a woman in her 50s to be beautiful.
Well, I don't want to say that a woman's age is relevant, but I also think if we're talking about innate beauty, mentioning that if we're 50 years in and she looks... You can't cheat that. That's just a beautiful person. If aging isn't really touching you, it's working with you, okay. You're doing good, right?
If not, you're doing something.
You're disgusting.
Sinning.
You're sinning. You're sinning. She bumped into her and she was always very nice. And she saw me in drag the other day too. And she was like, I like your outfit. And I said, thank you. And she was like, did you end up selling the unit? And I was like, no, I still live there. So I said, I love the unit. Mm-hmm. I don't want to let it go. And she was like, yeah. She's like, you look good. I said, thanks. She was like, you lost weight. And I was like, yeah, I said, I haven't been drinking and I still love running. So she's like, no, you lost a lot of weight. And I was like, okay. And then she goes, yeah, sexy. And I said, okay. She was like, you look good. And I was like, thanks.
She reached into your pants and started to jerk you off.
No, but like a woman I barely know to be like, not just stopping me to yell something, hey to the folks.
Yeah, yeah.
She was like, we're doing eye contact. She's like, yeah. No, you look good.
Can I ask something?
And I'm sure she was joking, but it came out so funny because it's my neighbor who I barely know is like, no, you look sexy. I was like, all right, neighbor.
Can I ask a detail? Is she Asian by chance?
She is.
Yeah. Because Andrew was saying, and I don't know if this is true, obviously, and Andrew doesn't speak for all Asian people, but he says that for Chinese like custom, it's like, it differs from American politeness and custom that oh, you gained a lot of weight.
Mm.
Like it's like immediately commenting on weight, like if friends, family, whatever, is not as gauche and like unacceptable as it is here.
Right.
Because that's very inappropriate if you were like, oh, you're fat now.
Oh, it was all compliments.
Same thing. It was like that's like kind of jarring to me.
No.
They've all seen looking.
The thing is, I'm in drag so much that they've all seen me in this building. They've seen me take the trash out and drag in this building. They've seen me get the mail.
I need you to picture. I wish this is the only time in my life I wish a reality TV camera was following me around as I made my exit from the plaza in covered in sweat,
uh-huh,
with my ruby slippers on, with an IKEA bag filled to the brim with crap, changing into my flip-flops in the alley by the dumpster, and then walking to my car 3 blocks in the dead of night looking like Miss Twirlina Phuket.
Miss Twirlina Pukulera.
I was like, that's when I really got the flashback time warp Jacques thing.
The witching hour.
I was waiting at the intersection. Cars were passing and I was like,
you're in drag by yourself carrying an IKEA bag?
Carrying an IKEA bag that was filled to the brim with shit. Filled. And I had my flannel on, a red mini skirt.
Were you in drag?
Uh-huh.
You had a flannel on?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because I didn't want my breasts exposed. Like, because I had my body on. I had my body on.
So you had the dress off.
I had a red mini skirt on, a flannel, an oversized flannel. Boyfriend,
are you Daria?
Like a boyfriend flannel.
Who's then, boyfriend?
Exactly.
Who's boyfriend?
Exactly. I don't know. And then I changed into my flip-flops, thank God, because I had the good sense to do it. But I was in the alley by the dumpster. And I was like, this could go wrong.
This is the first chapter of a very dark night.
Yeah, I was like, this is like, I know who I am, I know what I have, I know what I deserve, but this is something different.
This is the universe queuing me up.
Yeah, yeah, this is something different. Like, this, no matter who you are, this could go badly.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Speaking of all that, I have to show you this fucking crazy thing. I said to, I love Heidi in Closet so much, and I love following Drag Race Queen's Twitter behavior. And she posted something like about being eliminated from Drag Race. And I just have to troll. It's who I am. I have to get involved.
Where was she eliminated? From the new season.
She quit. Yes.
She quit. She resigned.
Really, yes, she quit. I have to find the real tweet. I'm going to make you
read
it.
While you do that, I'm going to say, oh, say, can you see?
Okay.
But
so her tweet was, sometimes you got to have a conversation with your loved ones to remind you how booked and blessed and highly favored you are. The lying is a trigger of mine. I've honestly got too much good in my life to let that distract me. Happy Pride, especially everyone in Bergen, Norway. And I said, it just made me laugh. And I said, it's time for you to own your truth and clear the air and occupy your space and step into the light and return to you and become who you've always been, but also evolve into the new you with absolute clarity and confidence in who you are. And at the end of the day, life is short and you know who you are because of what you present through all the bullshit and drama. And I thought it was like a funny response, but the comments are so earnest. Cynthia Lee Fontaine was like, thanks, my love. Well said. But also, you did not use any punctuation marks in this post.
Oh, my God. That's happened to me where like
Cynthia's like, I'm okay with run-on sentences, but I would appreciate a few commas maybe, give me something. Yeah.
The sentiment I enjoyed. The lack of punctuation hurt me.
Huge problem for me.
Yeah. Please apologize, Mom.
Huge issue.
I've noticed as well that there are perhaps sometimes a Rue alumna will certain levels of irony may be lost on them. In terms of tone or whatever.
You mean 95% of them?
Especially in the written word. If you were to make a post.
When somebody's currently on Drag Race and they tweet like, oh, Mama, it all gets back to me. All will be revealed. You're like, we have a parking ticket? Like, what are you talking about?
I also love when it's vaguely religious.
Oh, I love when it's like, the good Lord knows that I have ears everywhere and I will air the building. And you're like,
you're fumigating now?
You're like, you can air the building.
All the insects will come out of the woodwork once this termite busting queen does her gassing.
Girl, I have the angels on my side. Yes. You're like, the angels?
The angels?
The angles? You don't even have the angles
so
on your
crazy.
Side.
It's so crazy. It's so, but I mean, I remember it's a vulnerable spot to be in when you're on television for the first time and it's all
unclear.
And there's a rampant, rabid discourse unfurling on social media.
You're like, on the biggest show in the world. Drag Race is one of the biggest competition shows in the world.
For a drag queen. Yes.
So even if you, no matter who you are, you're opening yourself up to everybody talking about you.
Yeah. And,
I had to post because I just,
the Bergen Norway is hysterical.
It's so funny to me.
It's like Christopher Guest. It's
Bergen Norway.
That's right out of a Christopher Guest movie.
I read it and had to triple take. Like sometimes I'm at the airport and I'm thinking like maybe I didn't sleep enough or maybe I popped a goofball or maybe I'm not reading this right. But this Drag Race girl Twitter is so devoid of irony, self awareness. It's insane, and I can't not poke the bear sometimes. Not.
I know. Because it's sometimes it's so like it straddles a line. Because you know, sometimes those movies like Catherine O'Hara is really good at this. Like, you're like, is she joking or is she serious? Like, many people wouldn't know that it's a joke, even.
Right.
You know, Midnight at the Oasis.
I know. No, these drag queens are doing,
unintentional comedy.
They're doing the rehearsal.
Yes. They're doing
What's his name?
Nathan for you.
What's his last name? Nathan.
Fielder. Nathan Fielder.
They're doing Nathan Fielder and they don't know it.
Unintentional comedy.
I love Nathan Fielder.
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
Inventive.
Crazy.
Fearless.
Have you seen
possibly insane? I love him so much.
Have you seen the Houdini one where like if he doesn't do this, if he doesn't get these handcuffs off, his pants are gonna drop in front of a school zone?
No, I only watched the rehearsal.
Nathan for you, the grandson's piss, drinking my grandson's piss. You can't find TV like this.
I wish you could.
You cannot.
This is the exact type of things that HGTV would never let me do.
Well, because it's hard for him to get spooked and hard. You never see him break. But this grandson's piss got him together.
During the rehearsal, he's watching this guy rehearse a scene with his fake brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going, you know, she's like fought me on the money. You know how the Jews are. And Nathan's like,
he's fiercely Jewish.
And he walks over and goes, I just have to. It's coming across that might seem anti-Semitic. Yeah. But then Nathan's like, the guy's like, well, that's how my brother would talk. And Nathan's like, well, if we're rehearsing and that's how he would talk, I guess say it. But anti-Semitism is so crazy that people don't even, it doesn't even register.
Oh, yeah.
That's not something you should, like, it's crazy.
That's one of the more insidious forms of prejudice, I find.
Jewish people make up 0.01% mm-hmm. of the religious population.
Yeah.
And they're like the number one most.
It's crazy.
Hated. It's insane.
It's crazy.
I'm not for religion.
No.
But I'm also not for hating people for their religion at all.
How about this? Driving home from the plaza in drag in the car, I was stopped at a red light behind a car whose license plate said, no religions matter in heaven.
What?
No religions matter in heaven.
That sounds like it would be on a t-shirt at Dave & Buster's. Like, what is...
Like, I was like...
No religions matter in heaven. It's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? What came first, heaven or religion?
It's like, what?
Yeah. I honestly don't care about religion because I don't believe in religion because what I know is that when I die, I'm going to have sex with virgins.
Oh, yeah. 32 you know what I mean? Of them?
Yeah. What are you talking about? I don't believe in... I'm not religious, but I know about Xenu. Like, what?
Mama, where are the taxes at?
Don't even get me started.
Sarah Silverman had a funny joke about priests in her latest stand-up special. You know, it's like yelling at kids, screaming to them about hell, and it's like calling the police and be like, yeah, there's this guy, and he's wearing all black, and he has this whole white thing, and it's like screaming at this kid about hell. Oh, no, it's okay. Oh, also, he doesn't pay taxes. You know, it's like crazy. It's like that's the real grift and scam of the whole situation.
Yeah.
The financial piece.
Because what if you're a store that sells like a Christian store? Are you tax exempt?
No.
One time, you remember when I did Crank Anchors?
Yeah.
The most scary thing I've ever done. One of the unused things they did is they had me call a Christian store.
What is that?
A Christian bookstore.
Oh, okay.
And look for a very specific type of nativity scene. I was looking for one that, do you have one with like LGBTQ representation? Like, you know, where the wise men are, they them? And can I get like, you know, maybe Mary's in like a Bob Mackey gown?
I'm sure that did not go over well.
And the thing is, when they hang up on you, the director comes on and goes, you're going to have to call him back. You have to call these stores multiple times because it's not realistic if you just, because you have to try to keep them on the phone as long as possible. And you have to try to clown on them, but not make it so heavy handed that they pick up on it.
Right, of course. It's like so the Jerky Boys.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So like when I called that restaurant where I was looking for my eyelash, I had them crawling at our tables at restaurants looking for my eyelash.
Oh, I hate that.
I know. I actually I hate that.
I hate that.
Even the Christian store, because you know, whenever I rag on conservatives, you never catch me saying fuck Christians. You hear me saying fuck conservatives.
Yeah.
Because even like some Christian lady working at a Christian store, I was like, oh God, I'm gonna have to ruin her day.
Well, my mom was Christian up until she, you know, like was converted to Catholicism. My mom's the nicest person in the world. You know, yeah. So not all Christians are horrible, but no. Christianity as a thing is
not all. Atheists are great flawed. People. Same way not all religious people are bad people.
But like, I don't like that. Hey, girl, I don't like that.
Mary, they had me call like a big and tall store.
Oh, and you're
and say that I was coming with my husband who's under 4 feet and I was asking them to make accommodations. I said, can you just take some of the shorts and put them in the pants section?
Oh my God. What did they catch on real quick?
I asked
them
if they could lower the doorways so that he can hit his head and say, ow.
Who's writing this shit?
I don't know. Then I said, girl, this is so crazy. I'm talking to the guy in the front desk and I go, you know, he's also, you know, a shorter guy and he has a kind of a higher voice and you have a deep voice, sir. Do you think you could change your voice when he's in the store? He gets really intimidated. I said, can you be like, hello, hello? And he was like, yeah. And I said, can you do it now? And the guy was like, hi, hello.
Oh, Crank Anchors.
So is that domestic
the
one where
they make you into a puppet or something?
Yeah, they make you into a puppet. So there's like a warehouse of puppets who've all anybody who's been on the show, and I guess there's one of me now somewhere. But
I
was so scared.
Don't
crank
yank
calling
my crank.
People is very scary.
I know.
So much scarier than live performance.
I've never. We've done prank calling, but it was always they answer the phone. You say fuck her right in the pussy, and you hang up.
That's easy.
Why no? But that's like
having
the thrill.
To start it. Like,
no.
How's your day? Yeah, it's good. Just anyway, I'm kind of looking for something specific. Like trying to make it real.
And not
going so hard that they hang up.
Yeah, the Jerky Boys used to do this gay character. They were like, I like to shove furnitures up my ass. And it was so funny to me. Like,
oh, it's
so
amazing.
Funny. But like, I'm looking back and I'm like, there's so much gay humor, like so much humor at the expense of gay people, especially like
Mary
in the East Coast for some reason, queer. Sarah Silverman talks about it in her special too. It was like, fucking queers. Like that was like, there's so many horrible, like, and we just did it. You know, I knew I was gay, but yeah. I did it anyways.
Of course.
You know,
I watched Reno 911 from the beginning last year. Mm-hmm.
A lot of gay humor.
I forget his name, but the gentleman on roller skates in that show.
Lieutenant Dangle?
No, not Lieutenant Dangle. That's gay, but he's playing it very straight. Uh-huh. He plays it like, if you're not paying attention.
Thomas Lennon, is that Thomas Lennon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Patrick Thomas Lennon, I think.
Thomas Patrick Lennon?
Maybe that's what it is. Nick Swartzen plays a character who's a prostitute who's always on like roller skates.
A male prostitute.
Yeah, where the police are like, what happened here tonight? He's like, I was murdered. Like he plays it like that heavy. Where they're like, you out here hooking tonight? And he's like, no, I'm just giving massages with my mouth. Like, I know it's horrible, but
no,
I love it.
I don't think it's horrible.
It.
I think it's so funny. I love it.
Nick Swartzen, and honestly, not to be whatever, that was probably some of my first exposure to like a gay character.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I got to show you something.
A tweaker prostitute on roller skates.
It's
like,
so funny.
Hey, big boy.
But like, it's true though.
I love
though.
That.
And I know her. You know what I mean?
I've been her.
Yeah, I've been her.
I've never been to me, but I've been to her.
But I have known many people on the bar stools of Jacques Cabaret like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like old barfly fags.
Yeah, with like rings.
Yeah, rings. Even like an ascot sometimes, even though they haven't paid their rent in the last 3 months.
Yeah.
It's like crazy.
Well, you know, Oh Honey was based on someone in our life that we know.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think he knows that.
Oh, of course. Oh,
and
of course,
I don't think he knows.
But there's a million of him.
But one time he was like, oh, honey, who do I sound like? And I was like, you don't even know that I'm doing you. I've been doing
and
you.
I think he knows now then.
I don't think he knows.
No.
I don't think he knows. I ran into Scott Thompson at that Netflix thing.
So funny.
And he loves and he loves I. And he was so nice. He was like, you got to hold on to that. He was like, that friendship you have, one in a lifetime. He's like, you got to hold on to it. He's like, I've worked with so many people where we let things go sour. You got to hold on to it.
Wow, that's really deep. That's really poignant.
Yeah, he was very nice.
Did he stick two fingers in your hole?
Three.
Swirl them. Okay, swirl
three. Yeah, he was fucking me. And so I was fucking his mother and he was, but she wasn't alive.
She spread them lips.
Yeah, I clipped him off so I could take him on the go.
I love, gay is fun. Gay is great. It's gay pride still.
Don't look at me, I'm dead. love shit like that.
Is he gay?
Scott Thompson?
No. Nick Swartzen or whatever. Nick Swartzen,
no.
Yeah.
And that's even better.
Yeah. Well, it's hard because it's like a gay, a straight person can play gay, but oftentimes a gay person cannot play straight convincingly if the person, like, I don't know, let's just say me, for example, it'd be hard to modulate my voice in a way that wasn't cartoonishly overcompensating for my
right.
Faggy
like, we're not casting Ross Matthews yeah. as Romeo.
Right. Like, hi, Brian, would you like to come back and watch me fuck my wife to right. completion, stick my dick in her pussy, and then I'll demand that she makes me eggnog later? Is that like straight?
Do straight men want eggnog?
Well, it's the holidays.
After I fuck her in the pussy, I love to have a nice eggnog.
It's the holidays and I need to unwind. Isn't unwind?
I'm gonna fuck a mug of eggnog.
No, my wife Sharon. Is that straight?
When
enough
I fuck my wife in the pussy, I use eggnog as lube.
No lube. She's wet from yeah. being attracted
she's
to me.
She's always ovulating when we got the eggs out. Ew.
But you know that's not really in the cards for me.
Some people do. I mean,
Cheyenne Jackson can, but he's
I
not.
I just yes, almost said
I know,
him.
I know. Extra.
Well, you know, I bumped into him at the Ben and Jinx holiday show, and he was seated in front of me. And I started vibrating.
I bumped into him almost literally at 8,000 Sunset. He's very tall.
He's gorgeous.
Shocking blue eyes.
Absolutely stunning.
Shocking blue eyes.
High cheekbones, full lips,
like
great physique.
A movie star.
A beauty.
A movie star. And he was like, I was like looking down my headphone, whatever. I kind of like, and then I look, and he introduces himself to me as a fan of me.
Oh.
And of us. And was so nice. And I was so like disturbed, but it was speechless. Speechless.
Isn't that nice?
Because he was so the eyes.
He's gorgeous.
The
and
shocking,
he's tall
shocking
and nice. Voice. And you know why I freaked out?
Why? Because he had his hard
well,
dick
I've seen
hanging
clips
out of his dungarees.
Of him in Xanadu. Oh. I've seen him in American Horror Story. I yeah. loved him in Apocalypse when he played one of the warlocks. I love him in everything.
Because
he's good to look at, he's a good actor, great. He was Hooded Justice in Watchmen. And so I grabbed him and said, you got to play Hooded Justice. You've played a superhero from the biggest graphic novel of all time.
Was he fucking the guy?
He was, yeah. Yeah.
That's right. I yanked it to that scene.
No, he isn't.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's a scene where he's fucking someone in American Hero Story.
In the show.
In the show.
Yeah.
But he's so beautiful. And I'm like, my biggest regret is I didn't buy anything from that auction, but one of the costumes they were selling was Hooded Justice.
Why didn't you buy him?
But now Hooded Justice is black in the lore, so I feel weird dressing. If I was going to go for Halloween as a black guy with white eye makeup.
But
like,
you are from the Brewster Projects, though.
That's right. I'm from the Brewster Projects, apparently, so. I hope I don't get in trouble for that story, but I think it's pretty harmless.
No. It was a mistake.
It's a big mistake.
It's a big mistake. Like, huge.
It's like any drag mistake where you're like, put on track 12 and you're in your gown and you think it's the greatest loves of all.
And it's get
and
on
it's,
up.
All your ladies
get
drop y'all pussy yes, like this. Yes, and you're like, oh
yeah,
shit.
Fuck. Yeah. I got to like
next
turn
track.
Around. Yeah. Turn around.
Next track.
It's crazy.
Nothing better than a man in a wig poking out behind a curtain and screaming next track.
But see, that's the nature of drag. See, the problem is the disconnect happens when you take drag to this Radio City level. You can't have CD skipping.
No, you can't.
At the Plaza, you can. You know what I mean?
We just need to get famous enough that like if we want to do Lizzo Juice, we book her to sing it off stage.
Exactly. Yeah.
We have to get that rich. Lizzo, would you ever come to one of our shows where you sing live and we lip sync?
What about MC? You like Mariah Carey? I just saw
Escher?
Clips of her.
Love MC Escher.
Love Magic Eye?
Magic Eye.
I noticed you didn't have a Magic Eye poster framed up in this condo. And I wondered why.
You know what?
You
with enough
that?
Edibles,
do you remember
everything's
that?
Magic Eye. Yeah, Magic Eye. Girl, checking out books in the library, Magic Eye. Kids in elementary school with a book literally this close to their face.
But do you remember the moment where you learned how to do it? Do you remember the
how
moment?
How does it work?
So you... I remember it's in the kiosks in the mall. The kiosks in the mall would have them. And it looks like a bunch of just like...
Blurbs.
And then all of a sudden, you let your eyes kind of unfocus or a little cross slightly.
Yeah.
And then you... It's like when the mall...
When you're at the mall and you're...
It's a version... It's on the gateway to Gooning.
Magic Eye was the OG Gooning. Yes, it was guys at home on Pornhub looking at books this close to their face.
Yeah, but wait, you have to like, you don't look at, it's not that far. It's like that monitor. It's like you just kind of, And it just kind of, my eyes crossed a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was magical. A magic eye.
Yeah. Because a lot of people have a slight walled eye.
I do.
Or a slight cross eye.
I do.
Or sometimes just when they're driving or just when they're focusing.
Yeah.
Or some people just when they're drunk, one eye will.
Yeah. I've definitely known people with wandering eyes.
Yeah.
You know, sisters, not or relative,
the
cousins.
Girls.
Cousins. But I often appear cross-eyed in photos. Often.
I think a lot of people are a little cross-eyed. We just don't notice.
Yeah, I mean, lack of symmetry. Jesus Christ.
Mary.
We're not all Anya Taylor-Joy. Let's just say that.
My face looks like, remember that exercise in elementary school where you fold a paper in thirds and each person draws a part of it? And
then Exquisite Corpse is
called. And you open it and go, oh, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
These two halves. This is by Jesus. This is by Allah. This part of my head is Xenu. The body is
The Book of Mormon.
Papa Shango. I don't know.
Papa Shango.
The wrestler. I don't know. I thought like, I don't know, Papa Shango. Everybody's contributing. It's a buffet. It's a potluck.
Okay, wait. Mary, fuck, kill. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I think you marry Stallone, you fuck Schwarzenegger. No, wait. You fuck Van Damme, you marry Stallone. I think you kill Schwarzenegger. Isn't that horrible?
I don't think so. I don't think it's horrible.
You have to kill somebody. You have to fuck Van Damme.
Okay.
You have to fuck Van Damme, right?
I agree.
Bloodsport?
I agree. I just literally jerked off to the 3-second clip of him showing his butt in that movie the other day.
Exactly. And then you marry Stallone. I think Stallone would be like fun.
Well, Stallone, right. Is
Stallone, hey, like, I don't know. I think he's probably very Italian.
I just watched the three episode documentary on Arnold on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
Gobbled it up. Like,
he's amazing.
Gobbled it up. I mean, crazy. You know, riveting.
He basically popularized the like pyramid style repetitions where you do like less reps at more weight. And then each time you do a set, you do less weights, but more reps. Like he invented that ladder, not invented it, but popularized like laddering.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
That's fascinating. Because I mean, you look at him.
Do you think I'm gross if I think he was quite the beauty when he was younger?
Are you out of your mind?
Well, you know how some people are like, I don't like that muscly.
But he was a beast. He was so tall. He was so huge.
Yeah.
It was so crazy. But like his achievements like are so nuts.
Did you like him in the Terminator, the newest one?
I didn't see the newest. Oh, no, I did.
He's in it as an older man. He's like the Terminator and he's married and I don't think his wife knows he's a robot.
Oh, I did see it. I think I enjoyed it.
I liked it too because there's a young girl Terminator who's like the new model and she's young and blonde.
Is she, what
remember
did she
T3,
do?
The one with the fierce one with the ponytail?
That bitch was...
That's for the gays.
That was so gay coded.
Yeah.
That was the diva.
And it's not Diane Lane. From My So-Called Life.
Claire Danes. I remember when, so the second one was with the liquid. That's when the liquid started to happen.
The second one is sickening.
It was sickening. And then the third one was the girl.
Sarah. Right? The second one is Sarah Connor, like getting out of prison, I think.
Uh-huh. And then, they're all great.
They're amazing.
But Stallone.
I cry when he gets lowered into the lava.
Oh, that's right. I did too. It's sad. I loved it in the second one. He became a hero. I love that shit. Flip the script on me.
Yeah.
When bad people become good, I'd like nut for that shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because the whole first movie, he's trying to kill them.
Yeah. I'll be back. And then he just like.
But isn't he trying to kill them to save the human race? Let him kill you.
He's from the future. So I don't know.
For the future. From but isn't future. He like, hey, in the future, animals or in the future, humans get enslaved by robots.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to stop that by dying? Don't you say yes?
I thought it was the other way around. Like she was the one who saves them from enslavement, so she has to be killed.
Oh.
Because he's the robot. I think
you're right.
Yeah, she's the savior, or she gives birth to the savior.
She gives birth to the savior who frees the human beings.
Yeah.
That's why he's trying to kill her,
yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Maybe that's wrong. But the point is, he's hot and sexy. And yes, in 1974, as Mr. Universe, I would have climbed him like a fucking redwood tree and sucked the sap out of him.
Yeah.
Like a fucking...
Lately, I'm very interested in seeing dicks.
Really? Rather than hearing about
them? Well, let's say whether or not I'm attracted to someone, if someone's like, oh yeah, Andy has a huge dick. I'm like, you have a picture?
Oh.
Or I'm like, okay. Do you think he would just rip it out? We don't have to have sex, but I'm like, I'll see it.
Now, what's your opinion on flaccid peenies?
Fine. I'm not. It's fine. I think being erect at all times is inappropriate. So I'm not so gay that I'm like, he took his cock out. It was soft. Gross. Like, what is that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. because I can get a dick hard.
Soft serve ice cream, I go to Dairy Queen.
Yeah, if I wanted something soft, I'd go home and lay my head on a pillow, bitch. Like, I don't know.
Wait. So,
oh my God, it was so soft in my hand. It was like holding a handful of old pastrami. A big noodle. A big, big noodle. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Do you know what else? I love when...
What was the original question?
I know we want straight people to... We want gay people to play gay people, I guess. I don't feel that way.
We want everybody to have... We want equal opportunity and for there to be no prejudice within the industry.
Right. Like if Stanley Tucci has to stop playing gay people, I'll kill myself.
Right.
I need Stanley Tucci's portrayal of gay people. Right. It's important to me.
Well, they told Arnold he struggled for years trying to break into the film industry because they said, first of all, you're too big and you can't speak English, which is a problem. Your accent's too thick.
Isn't he Swiss?
He became a leading man, Austrian.
Austrian.
Became a leading man, $20, $30 million a picture. Leading man.
He's good. He's crazy. He's good in Jingle All the Way. Everybody can eat my ass.
How about fucking Kindergarten Cop,
girl,
bitch?
Twins.
Hello. True Lies.
Girl.
Jamie Lee. Tango with the Rose. You fucking bitch.
True Lies.
You fucking fat bitch.
He is so funny.
Yeah, he's so funny.
Roseanne Barr's ex-husband? Arnold.
Tom Arnold.
So good. Jamie Lee Curtis, so good. Tia Carrera,
as a villain. The villain. She's such a good villain.
When she's in a fight in the limo where the driver's been shot and they're just careening down the bridge.
I remember that part. That's amazing.
At the end, the driver's been shot and the bridge is out and the limo is just flying. It's going to drive off.
Mm-hmm. And they're fighting in the limo.
And he gets lifted. He lifts his wife out of the limo and the limo crashes with Tia Carrera. Tia Carrera is a hot bitch.
She eats. I got to work with her, you know. AJ and the Queen. She was on set the same day I was. We didn't have any scenes together, obviously.
Did you say hi?
I did. She was so nice. So fabulous.
Was she just unbelievably beautiful?
She looked the same. Crazy. So good.
When she sings Ballroom Blitz in Wayne's World.
She's so great.
I'm not traditionally into girls, but. My God, is she sexy.
Yeah.
She's in the bangs, singing.
I told you I've seen that 7 times in the theater, Wayne's World. It's so good.
And Dana Carvey's so good.
Kim Basinger is as David. Dana Carvey's
the second one.
In the second one, right.
Yeah.
Laura Flynn Boyle as she's like in love with Wayne, I think.
With the neck brace, the back brace.
So crazy. So crazy.
She loves Wayne and she buys him a gun rack as a gift. And he has to explain to her that it's a bad. And she's like, you know what, Wayne, if you're not careful, you're going to lose me.
Have you ever seen Big Top Pee Wee?
Of course.
Do you know when Penelope Ann Miller is like, I made your favorite sandwich, and he guesses every single sandwich that you could possibly make besides egg salad, and egg salad is what she made him, and she makes him eat it, and he hates it so much, and I think about that scene all the time.
It's an amazing movie. Pitching it, like, what if his bike gets stolen?
No, that's Pee Wee's Big Adventure. Big Top Pee Wee is the circus. It's much less good.
It is.
It's much less good, but it features Valeria Golino. Valeria Golino, an Italian actress who was supposed to be, she was supposed to be Pretty Woman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then Miss Julia came
through. Miss Julia snatched it right out of her. Yeah.
Do you think it still would have been a good movie without Julia?
I think, I do.
You do?
But Julia, I mean, come on.
I've never seen Pretty Woman.
Beautiful lady. Damn, you've got to see it. We should be doing that on Netflix live.
Beautiful Lady?
Yeah.
Totally.
Pretty Woman? I mean, it's like, it's so crazy. It's so good. Yeah. Anyways.
You should have Peaches do a stage version for you, Pretty Woman.
Yeah, Beautiful Lady.
Beautiful Lady. Come see our show, Beautiful Lady.
Okay. Anything to promote?
Of course.
Do it.
I have a joy to share. I have a gratitude to share here on the pod.
Okay.
I have gotten to be on a lot of music charts, and this was my first time being on the dance charts.
Very fun and cool. Oh, let's give a round
Looking
of applause.
Good, feeling gorgeous.
Number one on the charts.
Number one on the dance chart. Honey, I'm right up there with Erica Jane now.
Oh, Erica Jane now.
Yeah. Erica Jane then.
Post-conviction.
You were electronic charts.
I was all music, actually. Yeah, worldwide music, pop and hip hop.
You gotta do more music.
No, I don't.
Give the people what they don't want. Give the people what they haven't asked for.
Yeah. Force things upon the people that they do not wish to hear.
I've learned in all the, and granted I switch genres here and there, but I've noticed that no matter what type of music I do, the write-ups say country music musician, Trixie Mattel.
Right, does
pulse pounding, dance thumping, hip hop beat.
Yeah, bottom
barn
anthem.
Burner, bar mitzvah blaster.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's no matter what you do, you are country forever, which is fine. Love country. Yeehaw.
Yeah, yeehaw. He smashed my keys into the side of his little souped up four-wheel drive. Carved my name into his middle seat. I took a Louisville slugger to both my thighs. Banged my chicken into his eyes. Maybe next time he'll think before he skeets.
Maybe next time she'll think before she queefs. Maybe next time she'll think before she skeets.
Yeah.
Brandon
yeah.
calls the meet and greet the skeetin' freak.
He shoved his dong into my puss.
Can I actually promote?
Yes.
We have, if you like Bald and the Beautiful, we have yeah. many live dates.
Oh, yeah, we do have
up.
Live dates coming up.
All over the country.
And they're
We're going to Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're doing Boston.
I think we're going everywhere, honey.
We're
going
to go everywhere if you want to see the
country,
pod.
I bet.
And let's just set the tone. It's us sitting and talking.
No, it's fun,
so
though.
So don't come and expect hot dancers.
Oh, no. But they know
Kelly
that.
Mantle. No good performances.
It's not Goontown.
No, it's chatting.
It's listen and learn.
It's listening.
Because sometimes when we don't listen, we don't learn. And on that note.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.